couple of hot days on the court, but Mel McLaughlin's got a good location, I think. Jared, she's sitting there for looking after the tennis, of course, and Channel 7, fantastic, joins us now. Morning, Mel.
Good morning, guys. Yeah, it's not a bad spot at all. It's inside Rod Laver Arena, so I can't really complain.
Yeah, I was going to say, Mel, just how hot was it yesterday?
It's funny. Well, yeah, it was hot. The day before was warm as well. It probably felt warmer the day before for some reason. I don't know. But, yeah, very, very difficult conditions, I'd say, and especially out in the sun and on the court if you're a player. And a lot of people, you know, sunbaking on the lawn, I noticed, getting very, very red. But, yeah, very uncomfortable conditions and very different today. It's much, much cooler, unlike in Sydney.
Mel, we've seen some of the young Aussies go well, some of them that hadn't had a lot of experience, but we've been excited by that because of what we see. Daria Gavrilova, another win, but Sam Stosur, unfortunately, it just can't work out for her.
No, that's right. She showed some fighting spirit. She took it to three sets. She did fight back to win the second set, but no good. Going down to a pommy, which is, you know, very unfortunate, but... Yeah, like, it was a shame. She's got a terrible track record, really, and was knocked out in the first round last year as well by a qualifier. So, yeah, not good. Back to the drawing board for her, and it hasn't been a great January, really, in Brisbane and Sydney as well.
Contrastingly, Mel, Dasha Gavrilova won 7-5 in the third set to triumph in her match. How would you describe the atmosphere surrounding the court there? She seems to become a bit of a cult figure.
Yeah, she certainly is, and she gets a crowd behind it too. Because she was struggling a couple of times, but she fires up. She's got a bit of fire into that girl, and the crowd responds every time. And last year she made it to the fourth round, and you know, largely people didn't really know who she was, and she'd just become officially an Aussie a few months before. And yeah, she was a rock star last year, and she's picked up where she left off last night. So very exciting to see her in action, and she's looking good.
Mel, there's been a quiet rap by some of the legends put on young Alex de Minaur.
Yeah, you're right. Only 17 years of age, and that was another huge win that he took to five sets after going down in the first set. And he described that as, you know, the best day of his life, the biggest win. Obviously, of course it is. He's got Leighton Hewitt in his corner. He's, you know, courtside for him. He describes him, Diminar describes him as his mentor. His parents are overseas watching on, but he showed the similar sort of fight, definitely big shades of the fight that we know that Leighton is capable of, and he's just so young. So it's really exciting to see. It's eight Aussies through to the second round, and only once in the past 12 years have we seen that. So, you know, some exciting times.
And we see Tomic and Kyrgios in action today, the so-called bad boys, although Australia loves a winner, so I'm sure we'll be getting behind them should they go far into this tournament. But, Mel, I mean, you've covered sporting events all over the world. What's unique about the Australian Open?
It's just something that it's a very prestigious event, isn't it? And it's something that, you know, if you've worked at it, I worked at it once years ago in radio, just reporting on it. It was very, very exciting. And, you know, just great to be involved in a part of it. It's, you know, any event, and I thought this was the Formula One as well on a different sort of scale, but, you know, when the world media is there, and it's just such a, you've got the absolute superstars, and, you know, people can't wait to get in. You know, the fans obviously love it. It's a great experience if you're out. People just love even just being on the lawn to go, you know, watch on the big screen and then get in where they can. But, you know, these are real, real superstars. You know, the sort of entrances that we go into to get into the studio, I just keep my head down just looking around going, oh, my God. Like the female tennis players, for example, are the biggest female names in the world, you know, and they're sort of left, right, centre when you look around. And as well as, of course, you know, the Roger Federer's and Djokovic's and Andy Murray's, you know, just massive names. And it's always a different feel when you go to something. You know, the Big Bash, the A-League, a lot of those sort of things that I've done, like I've obviously absolutely loved, but this world media thing brings a very different feel to it and very, very exciting.
Mel, today we've got a couple of the young Australians, Jamie Fawless and Alex de Minaur lining up today.
Yep, that's right. I'm just sort of going through my order of play now. I'm trying to find, Sam Querrey, Alex de Minaur against Sam Querrey. That's on Show Court 2. A couple of, like you say, Jamie Fawless as well. You mentioned the big names later on. Ash Barty will be in action tonight against Shelby Rogers, the American that upset Simona Halep who was the fourth seed for in the women's draw. But yeah, Jamie Fuller's up against Svetlana Kuznetsova, so that's going to be very a very big challenge for her, no doubt about it. Margaret Cordarina, that one. I think she's second up there. So there are a lot of big matches to look forward to. Andy Murray later on. Obviously, I'm talking about the world number one now in the men's. But there's just, you know, a lot of big matches that are highlighted. But yeah, you say the bad boys, Kyrgios and Tomic. I don't know them well. Of course, I've come across them. I know what they've, you know, the things they've had to say. But they definitely came across as decent guys. They're definitely clearly trying to sort of turn things around. They know public perception as well. But yeah, Kyrgios, I'm looking forward to at High Sense Arena, because 2 years ago, you'll remember Andrei Seppi, that's who he's playing tonight. He played him 2 years ago as well at High Sense, where there's no allocated seating. You have to line up for hours, and the crowd just absolutely love it, appreciate it. It went to five sets. He lost the first two sets. So, you know, maybe there'll be a repeat of that one tonight. It's going to be, yeah, wherever the Aussies are playing is the court to be on, really, if you're a fan.
Yeah, terrific. Brilliant. Yeah, Mel, well, we love the coverage on Channel 7. Really appreciate you talking to us on Big Sports Extra this morning. And I'm sure the tournament will be rather enjoyable for you.
Yeah, thanks, Chez. Love it. No worries at all.
Thanks, Mel. Look forward to talking soon.
Thanks, see ya.
Mel McLaughlin joining us there from Channel 7.